Hi, my name is Carlos Kalmar, and you are listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Maya, and I'm 11 years old, and I play the violin. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Maya. That was Maya playing our Kids Commute theme on her violin. Would you like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play? You can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Villains Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're meeting all kinds of bad guys. And yesterday we met a bad guy who liked to tell lies. Today we're going to meet a bad gal who punishes people severely when she thinks they're telling lies, even when they're not.
You have been told that a certain dark wizard is at large once again. This is a lie.
It's not a lie. I saw him. I fought
him. Detention, Mr. Potter.
So according to you, Cedric Diggory dropped...
Today's bad gal is a school teacher, so producer Tony is giving me a spelling test.
Hey, Kate.
Oh, hey, producer Tony.
You ready for your spelling test?
Yes.
Your word is umbrage.
May I have the definition?
It means to be offended or annoyed.
May I have the language of origin, please?
It comes from a Latin word meaning shade.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I take umbrage at people who pretend to be nice and proper, but are actually secretly extra super mean.
Umbrage. U-M-B-R-A-G-E. As in Dolores Umbridge, the meanest teacher ever at Hogwarts School for Witches and Wizards in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. She spells her version of umbrage a little differently, but it's meant to be a pun. Her first name, Dolores, is also a pun. It means pains, if that gives you any idea. Dolores Umbridge wears cute little pink outfits and has pictures of cute little kittens all over her office and has a cute little voice. But when she uses her little voice to interrupt you... She uses it to say mean and terrible things.
Study hard, and you will be rewarded. Fail to do so, and the consequences may be severe.
From the soundtrack to Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, here's Umbridge Spoils a Beautiful Day by composer Nicholas Hooper. Alistair King conducts the London Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you. I think you can tell from that music that not only does Dolores Umbridge pretend to be very nice and be phony about that, she's also very sneaky music there. Alistair King conducted the London Chamber Orchestra performing Umbridge Spoils, A Beautiful Day by Nicholas Hooper from the soundtrack to Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Oh, Dolores Umbridge, I shake my fist at you. Now, next time on Kids Commute, we'll meet a villain who makes everything worse by whistling. We'll find out how tomorrow. I'm Kate Botello. Hope nobody spoils your great day.
Interlochen Public Radio!